What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into a very entertaining Monday Night Raw, the first Raw after WrestleMania Backlash.
Yes, before you guys go anywhere, I promise you this Raw certainly did not disappoint. Please stick around. I was super stoked for it with actually the Raw after Backlash kicking off with MVP welcoming the champion Bobby Lashley to the ring, actually explaining to him that Drew and Braun are not here tonight due to their injuries Bobby Lashley sustained to them on Sunday at Backlash, with Lashley actually giving MVP permission to issue an open challenge later on tonight as actually Drew McIntyre's music hits as he accepts Bobby Lashley's challenge, as Lashley actually says, hey, actually, you know what? You and Braun are actually exempt from the open challenge later on tonight. And Drew didn't take that kindly.
I mean, what do we see? Bobby Lashley rolling up to Raw with some honeys around him. I guess the champ rolls in style.
I guess so. Well, moving forward, we see Elias taking on AJ Styles next with, of course, Omos and Jackson Riker ringside. AJ actually dominated most of this match, with Elias actually counting a Styles clash, with Riker actually then yanking AJ off the apron to cause a disqualification. Omos then going for Riker with Elias, then throwing AJ into the steel steps. I love seeing Omos pissed off. It's just something we haven't seen in a while since WrestleMania.
Angel Garza takes on Drew Gulak next. Angel Garza absolutely dominating this match, hitting a wing clipper for that victory.
Yeah, you know what? That wing clipper certainly doesn't disappoint. It actually does him some good. It's been doing him some real good in the past 3 weeks, actually.
I'm really glad to see Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo really getting a chance to show what they can do on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, including Drew Gulak, all these men, they've been getting chances after chances. But talking about chances next, we see Randy Orton take on Kofi Kingston. So no more tag team action. We just get a one-on-one. But after an altercation backstage, we see these two battle. But actually, Riddle accompanying Randy, of course, and then Xavier on Kofi's side. This match, it kind of got a little bit of a mess. There was a little mess in between this match. There's a little few botches here and there. But whatever, both men were still able to deliver these two. And Woods actually distracts Randy with the trombone so Kofi could roll him up for the win. And Randy was pissed about this.
I love seeing Matt Riddle out there, though, supporting his teammate, RK-Bro, still standing strong.
Talking about a successful, somewhat tag team, we then head to our new tag team women champions, Natalya and Tamina, taking on Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler in a WrestleMania Backlash rematch with, of course, the women's tag titles on the line. All back and forth of, you know, all four women until Alexa Bliss appears on stage, actually setting off flames, blinding Reginald, who was ringside, actually then distracting Nia Jax and Shayna, allowing Natalya and Tamina to retain.
Yeah, I mean, I was very surprised that we didn't see Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania Backlash. I thought we were going to see that new Abby character, but it was good to see her on Monday Night Raw.
I love seeing Sheamus pissed off as he was in this next segment, him coming down to the ring, taking a mic, demanding Ricochet to give him his hat and his coat that Ricochet actually stole from him on Sunday after their match at WrestleMania Backlash. Ricochet does come down as they actually then brawl with the ref, actually then calling for the belt to start the match. Ricochet nearly actually getting a win from a 450, almost like he did on Sunday. But Sheamus, of course, then moving out of the way, hitting him with a bro kick to remain victorious, aka what happened on Sunday as well.
I mean, talk about Ricochet, though, really taking the opportunity he was given with that open challenge that he accepted from Sheamus, really showing that he's no slouch in the ring with his athleticism and all his acrobatic moves.
Well, talking about opportunity after opportunity, Asuka takes on Charlotte Flair next with Rhea on commentary. Whatever, I'm just going to keep quiet with traded shots. You know, it was a good trade shot match with both women, with actually Rhea headed to the top of the apron. Charlotte actually hits her with a big boot as Asuka then rolls up the queen out of nowhere for the win. This was super surprising. I did not expect her to beat Charlotte tonight.
I mean, I've always given Asuka some hard time in saying how she shouldn't be on the mic, but she's certainly a good in-ring competitor. And I hate seeing her slide down the card as much as she is, almost being that like third fiddle in that triple threat match for that women's championship at Backlash. Sad to see.
Well, you know, I was kind of happy with what happened next, seeing somebody give it some spotlight, Damian Priest. But he does take on John Morrison in a lumberjack match next. I promise this was a regular lumberjack match.
Oh, my God. That was a shit show on Sunday.
Of course, with both Cedric and Shelton, they were lumberjacks, and past couple weeks, they have not been getting along. They actually brawl as all lumberjacks actually try to break them apart, and then they all just start brawling back and forth with each other. Of course, that's what's going to happen, heels, faces, then allowing Priest to actually hit John Morrison with his finisher. What is it, the turn the lights off or something like that, his finisher. It's pretty cool. Well, we then cut from in-ring action then to backstage as Shelton is actually in the back, and Cedric Alexander actually kind of pops up until Shelton kind of rocks Cedric with a right. You know, I didn't expect to see them together on screen for a full segment. These two have been going at it back and forth, and I cannot wait to see them finally just tee off on one another. Maybe an Extreme Rules match, I would hope to see. Next, this kind of put me at ease. It put me at ease. It made me happy. It was nice and soft, but it was a well put together main event. Kofi Kingston actually answering Bobby Lashley's open challenge. Remember, this is not a WWE championship. Everybody kind of thought it was. MVP just said an open challenge. Everybody thinks it's going to be for the title. They said nope. And by the way, it's not for the championship. Kofi was a little pissed off, but
whatever. What is with him and Sheamus doing that? Not for the title. I thought open challenges were always for the title. What's going on here?
Hey, John Cena is not here unless if he was a zombie. But then we see Kofi actually showing a fight with, after Drew actually heading down to the ring from that crowd area, actually distracting Bobby Lashley, with Kofi then rolling him up for that 1-2-3, even though I kind of forgot it was not for the title for a second when he rolled him up. I was like, oh my God, he's new champion. But no, he wasn't. But hey,
I thought we were going to experience Kofi Mania 2.0, man. Getting that win with that vicious roll up, man. That always gets you, the roll up. Watch out.
I know. Well, Kofi does look victorious closing out Monday Night Raw after Backlash. We will keep you guys posted.
All right, guys, that was it for a very entertaining Monday Night Raw. Let us know what you enjoyed most about the show. And if you haven't checked out our most recent video recapping WrestleMania Backlash, make sure you go give that a watch, like, comment, and a subscribe. And we will see you for a racing recap and a SmackDown recap later on in the week. Peace out.
Peace out, guys.